I mean, they started that Unplugged thing. I don't know who started that, Aretha Franklin or one of those. No.
Someone didn't have electricity. So
that's it. No, but we've been writing like this for years, and to be able to do this, you know, somebody comes out doing Unplugged, and you go, hey, we've been doing that for 20 years. Let's try it. That's great. We enjoy it.
You guys have been in Chattanooga, Tennessee a few times. In fact, you were here, when was that? Not too long ago.
About 1973.
Yeah. A few times after that, man.
Yeah, a couple times.
Actually, I spent vacation here last summer. We were cutting the album in Nashville, The Last Rebel, and I came up with my kids. I got three little girls, so we came up here. And
you want to know where the best
place.
Buffalo wings in town are?
Yeah, where?
What's the name of that hotel on the hilltop? Is it? What is it? Is that the cafe? Yes, King's.
Yeah.
Best buffalo wings on the planet.
Don't say Chattanooga or Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Chattanooga. Leon, our bass player, says Chattanooga.
Man, you guys are having like tremendous success with this latest album, too. And the producer of the album,
Barry Beckett.
How'd you hook up with that dude?
Oh, man, he was our first kind of producer ever. He taught us how to record back in the old days, as we call it, because, you know, you can see we're over 21. And, him and Jimmy Johnson they were the Muscle Soul Swampers, and they saw us how to record in the late 60s and early 70s.
Do you know who the Swampers are?
No.
Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers.
The Swampers
is a rhythm section that plays in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, that consists of Roger Hawkins, David Hood, Jimmy Johnson, and Barry Beckett was the piano player who wrote up all those arrangements for a lot of the Rod Stewart, Aretha Franklin, Paul Simon. I mean, Barry Beckett was like the man in charge.
Tell me about
those
honk.
Are the Swampers.
Tell me about the Honkettes.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, man, Johnny?
No, they make me sound good.
My wife, Dale.
They make us look good.
I mean, my wife, Dale, who makes them look good, yeah. And Debbie Davis, and she's kind of new, but she's over 21, too. Yeah. Sorry, Debbie. But no, they're real good, and they help a lot, and we're proud of them. And
Billy's in the band, Leon's in the band.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be a good night for tonight.
Yeah, we're
Randall
looking
Hall and Kurt Custer. And
we
then we got.
Man, we can let you guys play another tune. I think probably let you.
Well, go. It depends on how much y'all want to pay us.
$1.50 in the Snickers bar.
I don't know if we're done talking yet.
We can do it. We're going to do an old one. Guess what album's off?
It's a good thing this stool is as good as theirs, because we did this thing in Dallas. They had perfect stools, and mine looked like a dog had jumped up and bit the heck out of them.
It's called Things Going On, folks.